sexual addictions, masturbation. It won't. God is going to pick you up and he's going to make you stand. Amen. I say it again. As many who are addicted and are longing for freedom, are longing to see the Lord deliver us. But there are certain limitations. And God wants to remove that from your heart. And he wants to set you flying. Amen. You're going to make a lot of progress in your faith. Amen. And you're going to make a lot of progress in the natural. Amen. 2026 will be the eldest you will ever be. Amen. Yet. Amen. Amen. Yet. The eldest you will ever be. Yet. To be the fittest you ever be. Yeah. Yet. Because God wants to set you flying. Yeah. Okay, I always like to say this. I don't have any teaching coming to camp. Maybe except the Holy Ghost meetings where I know, okay, I want to touch on certain topics. I was asking God, so what are we discussing tonight? Because sometimes I have placeholders in place. I already have one. Okay, I can teach. God says, go ahead. But he said I should teach this. And I want you to listen very well. I want to start with get up. For so long, many have been down. Have your seat. But we'll start with get up. Amen. And for many that have been down, you will get up. Because sometimes we tend to think that the idea of a proper walk with God is that someone will not fall or bow to any pressure. So we tend to think, if I'm actually walking with God, there will not be sin in my life. And because of inconsistencies, you now tend to think, maybe I should not even bother. Maybe this ministry thing and this hearing from God thing is not for me. But it's for you. Amen. You, my friend, you are a child of prophecy. And every word spoken about you will come to pass. Amen. It won't drop to the ground. Amen. I say it again. You are a child of prophecy. So sometimes we tend to think, if I'm down, maybe I shouldn't bother. And it's a deception of the devil. We cannot afford to fall for that. Oh, pastor, you don't understand. There was a time like that I wanted to become serious. But I found myself, I started sleeping around. There was a time I wanted to become serious. And that was when someone introduced me to drugs. There was a time I wanted to become serious. And this and this and this and that. This is not the place for a diary of falls. This is the place to get up. And I'm letting you know tonight that you can get up. Are you listening to me? You know what the devil wants you to have you believe? You are just pretending. You know all this prayer that you are doing. You are following them to do long prayer. You think you can bribe God? You're not bribing God. You're a child of God. See, the fact that you can fail itself is a reminder that the grace of God is with you. Our failures and inconsistencies points to Calvary. So I ask you to open to Proverbs 24. Look at verse 16. We are all going to read it together. And I want it to make sense to you. Are you ready? Proverbs 24. Is it popular scriptures? Or scripture? Verse 16. Want to go? For a just man falls 7 times and rises up again. But the wicked shall fall into mischief. Amen. Some versions will say, into calamity. There's some English that scare. Calamity. Mischief sounds like it's not really that serious. Calamity. Calamity is serious. He says, for a just man shall fall. How many times? How many times? I say, Pastor, my own has more, is more than 7 times. Calm down. Say, but he will rise again. Look through the scriptures and tell me one person God used who did not fail. Noah, after preaching about the flood and about everything God is going to do with the earth, Noah became a drunk. Drunk enough to go sleep in his tent naked and curse his son. Somehow I feel that arm that he cursed. You look at clubs like West Ham, Fulham. Just kidding. But Noah was flawed. He has his own flaws. One person you say, no, Pastor, this one does not have flaw. But he does. Abraham. I know you sing that song. Abraham's blessings are mine. And you ask yourself, which of the blessings? If it was Abraham's wealth, he got it through deceit. He lied that his wife was his sister. So that you know that it's not a mistake. He did it twice. It's not a mistake, it's a business model. Amen. It's a business model. It has all the strengths, weakness, has all the models there. Twice. The king said, this fair sister. This sister, Abi, who is she to you? As he was about to say, my wife, the king said, if it's your sister, Abi, we need to talk. I'm going to give you a lot of things. He said, I was about to say, she's my sister in the Lord. Twice. As though that was not enough. So that you can know that failing did not start with you. And rising up, you will rise. Amen. As though that was not enough. God gave Abraham a promise. You will bear the seed. You will bear the seed. Don't worry. Trust me. And Abraham told God, yeah, it's my year of spreading. I receive it. Yeah. Yeah. No compromise. Yeah. No, I stay on the word. You know, there's a way emojis, there's a way we talk. New believers. I don't understand the act of preaching. Say, you say, hallelujah. I don't know how to do that one. I'm an Ibadan boy. Amen. And say, hallelujah. Abraham did all of that. The next thing, Agar came to serve Papa Abraham. Before then, he has been watching Agar on TikTok. Amen. When Agar was doing G-U-M-M. G-R-M-M-W. That one that they are dressing up. G-U-M-M. Abraham has been watching G-R-M-M. So when Agar came, he said, Papa, the priest of the Most High. Abraham said, oh, come on, stop it. I'm not that old. Call me A.B. Pemi loruko kofami ni irugbon priest. Say, touch it, oh soft. He just said, I can do this. You lead us in the way of the Lord. Abraham said, stop it, clock it. No one is going to know. How are they going to know? Before you know it, 2, cut 4. Abraham had Ishmael, which God did not recognize at all, by the way. Because God said, your only son, in Genesis 22, your only son, Isaac, bring him. As far as God is concerned, you still don't have a son. Just to let you know, no one is immune to falling. Are you with me tonight? Oh, maybe you made a promise to God. You see, this year, all the services, my unit, I'm going to, and then, earlier this year, you already, like myself some years ago, I made a New Year resolution that I was not going to take soda. I think that was 2008 or 2009 or 2010. Can't really remember, but I knew I said I was not going to take soda. That I would stop Pepsi. Yeah, it used to be Pepsi. Cold Pepsi. No, cold Pepsi can be heavenly, amen. So I said, Pastor, please stop. Shoboti Jeba. So on New Year's Day, I went to greet my friend at Ososani. Meanwhile, number one on my list, even before serving God, was what? No Pepsi. Fit Farm. So the mother said, you hear me? What today? You have come. I said, yes, mommy. So we were sitting on the fence outside. They brought rice and chicken. And she knew I liked Pepsi. But she didn't know I had made a what? Resolution. So she said, we dey better keep Pepsi con. You know what made me fall? That they kept it for me. The father was one that was remaining. And I felt, if I reject it, someone else goes for it. My own lot, my inheritance. I broke New Year resolution January 1st. Maybe you are also like that. You said this year, I'm not going to touch alcohol. You said that last year. And somehow, if we calculate it, the number of crates you, my dear believer friend, have consumed, you should be nicknamed Beauty. But falling did not start with you. Let not the devil tell you will not rise again, because you will. I say you will. Maybe it's anger. Like the person I'm about to mention next. Prophet Moses. There's no one God has used or God is using who are not flawed. That's why you must not overestimate yourself. I said something in the first night when we got here. I said you must what? Maintain a what? A sane estimate of yourself. Say sane. That means you know where you are. Some years ago I was on campus and I was pastoring. And I had a sister who came over to the hostel at the visiting time, because in medical school you can... Female can visit the male can visit the female at certain hours. I think I only went to female hostel once in my throughout my stay. Once. And that once, the sister had booked it like 3 semesters. Said, my birthday, you must come. My wife is still angry to today that I never visited that in the hostel. But it's because sometimes you maintain a sane estimate of yourself. His sister came and she wore one skirt like that. You know, there are some skirts that are worse than trousers. When people preach against trousers, sometimes I laugh. Because if you see some skirts in your tongues, there will be a Allahu Akbar. You will see some gown and you will say, Jesus, what are we doing here? So, this sister wore one of those skirts. And she said, I need to see you. Oh, mommy, I can see your radio. So I need counseling. This counseling is going to be strong, though. So I said, let's go to all 36. Used to be a car park. It's still a car park. I don't know. It's been a little bit long time. A car park. So that's where we used to pray. So I said, let's go to all 36. It's so big, nobody can hear us. He said, no. Anytime that she is a private matter. Maintain a sane estimate of yourself. You are first a man before you are a man of God. You are a man before of God attached. Amen? You are first what? A man before of God attached it. That's why if you're a young pastor like me, we're 16, be careful. You can be spiritual. You can pray 29 hours a day. You know, there are 24. But you can actually have supernaturally 5 hours more. And you will still fall if you don't maintain a sane estimate of yourself. How are you, a sister? I know you like him very well. I know you already have the promise of marriage. You are sleeping over. Sis, stop it. Amen. It's not a woke culture. You are preserving yourself from falling. Are you listening to me? No, we are in the age. Everybody joins online prayer. That's what I'm saying. Some of these people are joining online prayer from their boyfriend's house. It made me laugh. This is from hotel. I will arise. You can't rise down now. Amen. You can't be going plus 2 minus 5. You will rise. Moses. Anger. We knew it from Exodus 2. We didn't even have to go deep into the chapter to know that this brother can kill. Maybe as a believer, maybe you have murdered someone before. And I said, God has specific people he wants to talk to tonight. There's someone here, you have murdered someone before. And no one knows about it because he covered it up for you. And that guilt has followed you for a while. That happened about 18, 19 months ago. You will rise from that guilt. Amen. Moses, in frustration, he struck the rock. No one is immune to falls. He said, a righteous man falls 7 times. But that's not what makes him righteous. What makes him righteous is that he will rise again. Are you listening to me? What about David? You know, when we talk about David, that one, you heard Yusuf. I don't need to explain the flaw to you. You know, for Abraham, you were thinking, what did he do? David, you know. I remember some years ago, I asked God, I said, what did David do that Saul did not do? I asked God. He kept bothering my heart because I understand Saul's art of pride and arrogance. I understand. David was meant to be at the war front and he stayed back inside jacuzzi. And when you are not where God wants you to be, the devil can arrange things for you. Like Judas. He was the only one that was not in that prayer meeting at Gethsemane. Are you listening to me? That's one brother like that on campus some years ago. At Ife. We had a prayer meeting. UJCM. And this brother said, is UJCM in Ife, yeah. Is UJCF in Uniland. UJCM. And they've invited all of us. I was attending Deeper Life. Intentionally. I was attending Deeper Life, DLCF. And, you know, sometimes they made me, Boyemi, we didn't see you in church on Sunday. I went home. Yeah. Our dressing was the same because I used to put my own trousers too up, so. And I still like that today. Amen. So this brother, we already said, okay, everybody, we are all going to go. I can't remember the name of the pastor that was going to come. I think it was Pastor Poju. It was Pastor Poju. And this bro went to town around Mayfair. And
If you school in Oyi, you know where I'm talking about. You know me fair, right?
Ah, good.
Who else school in Oyi? No, Great Ife, just one. Interesting. So, to me fair, you want to do something. Next thing, Brother Akini has been arrested. The first thing in my mind is, when you are not where God wants you to be, the devil can organize events for you. You would not miss God's appointment. Amen. Right? Endeavor, if there is a service, a church service, be there. It will never hurt you. It will only edify you. One of the resolutions I made many years ago is not to miss church meetings. If I'm not in church on a Sunday, I feel like something is wrong. Literally, it looks like something is wrong. I remember there was a year like that. I was traveling on a Sunday morning. I think it was Christmas. I was feeling somehow. I felt somehow so much that the bus broke down. I think I was the one that made the bus break down. Don't go and say supernatural angel. But I'm sure the uneasiness in my spirit contributed to that. And as I looked, I saw one church built with wood in bush. There was no banditry, so if it's now, I will have two thoughts and say, may we enter the house of the Lord and not the house of the Lord. And I entered the church. You're like, who invited me? I said, nobody. I saw that this is a church and I want to worship. Even I told someone in the bus, I beg, make I no worship the go. If you leave me in this place, there's no way I'll get you back. I don't have transport fare. I paid my last cash. Don't miss meetings. Midweek services, don't miss it. Your cell meetings. Make an habit of always being in the house of the Lord. Make an habit of it. The writer of Hebrews said, do not neglect the gathering of the saints. Don't neglect the beliefs. Let it be a thing of pride to you that I don't miss meetings. You ask some people, they have to coerce them to come to church. They are calling you on Saturday night. Hope you have not forgotten that service is tomorrow. You did not say, you will donate for $140 million. One. I will see if I can make it. She Votron. But nobody calls you from work. Imagine HR has to call you every Sunday. Say, hello? Yeah, just to remind you that there's work tomorrow. You're not telling HR. I had some function yesterday. Ode Remi gone. I might not be able to make it, but I will try next week. See, next week I'll try and make it to church. Who are you helping? Nobody gets a dime if you come to church. Can I have an amen? Amen. We have some campus fellowships then on campus where if you invite to, I think it used to be 100 naira for every soul. I won't mention the church. Your faith knows the church I'm talking about. 100 naira per soul. I just know that there was one brother that was cashing out. You know him, he's in physiology. He's big, he's dark. You already know the person I'm talking about. Cash out. Chooks. He was cashing out. You bring five souls. Say, where's my money? And then we used to buy Kolabo. Kolabo is a jollof rice and fried rice and plantain and turkey with pure water. I think it was 200 naira, 180. Full plate, or not full plate. Jollof rice, fried rice, plantain, turkey. If you say chicken is what you want, they'll give you chicken. So this guy makes 500. It was the time he told me, say, PM. Can't people mash a service every day? He said, money souls gone. The day everything cast was, they did not pay him early. So we cast everybody. He already owing people. And it was the soul money, the soul winning money that was going to use to pay. We don't do that here. We also don't give award for the best soul winner. God does that one. There's no point receiving your award here. You don't need it here. Amen. You don't need to be recognized for it. we are all children of God. I know sometimes I'm coming from a place of encouragement. Let the Spirit of God do that, not man. So if you come to church, no one gets a clap that they brought you. All the profit goes to you. All the advantage of being in church goes to you. So David, let's go back. He was not where God wanted him to be. He said, I'll try and make it to the war front. Guess who he saw? The devil. I said the devil organized events, Abby. Bathsheba. I've always thought about it. What's Bathsheba too doing? Naked at the balcony. And to Bathsheba, you sure you didn't organize this thing too? Well, let's give her the benefit of the doubt. Amen. So David said, fine girl. Don't forget, he was already married. And he slept with Bathsheba. And she got pregnant. Of course, he eventually lost the child. But David now did something. Because every failure you refuse to deal with will lead to another one. That's why I said, don't drown in it. Rise from it. Don't drown in it. Every failure you refuse. So from Bathsheba, what do you think David did next? He now organized how Bathsheba's husband will be killed. You won't go deeper in sin. It's like you rate yourself too much. I said you won't go deeper in sin. David had his own flaw. Go back to Proverbs 24. That's where we are. The person writing this is Solomon, the son of Bathsheba. A just man, and trust me, you know something about falling. The one writing this thing knows something, some small things about falling. I mean, the man had 700 wives and some extras. Hallelujah. Sisters, can you allow your husband to have 699 more wives? To be fun. To be like camp meeting. Huh? Roger, your wife is shaking head vigorously. Be careful. Can you? 699 more. You're just going to be like you are in retreat. So this man knows something about folly. Apart from 699, he still has 300. Do you know what 300 is? It's like 300 concubines. Just there. They don't even know each other's names. He doesn't even know some of the wife's names. He just goes, number, what are you? They have ID card. The sin has gotten deep. They have ID card. Identify yourself. I am Ishmael, the son of wife 343. Okay. Of the upper court. He said, yeah, yeah. But we recently we moved to the lower chambers. So he knows something about falling. But observe what he said. The just man falls 7 times and rises up again. The wicked falls into calamity. You will not fall into calamity. So what is the difference between the righteous and the wicked? It's not the lack of falling. The difference is not the lack of falling. The difference is that you can rise again. Do you know why it keeps falling? Don't tell me why it keeps falling. It's a common sense question. Bray White, come. Come, climb. Hallelujah. Can you lie flat? I need to press up. I know you go to gym. Lie flat. Chest on the floor. Let's say this is the floor. Can this brother fall from this floor? Huh? Why? He's already on the floor. So, how can he fall? He would have to come up now. So, you can only fall if you're standing.
Thank you. That shows you something. The fact that you fell means you were standing. Means you are not on the floor. Means you are not defeated. The just man will fall 7 times. You know why he keeps falling? Because he keeps standing. You will stand again. Amen. You will never be defeated. Amen. You will not remain on the floor. Amen. There was a sister like that many years ago. I say many years ago. How old am I? A few years ago. But I was literally about 13, 14-ish. And this sister used to be one of the sisters I respected a lot. I mean, pious, doesn't use earrings, doesn't use... by the way, my mom did not use earrings and necklace and all of that. She was your typical deeper life kind of woman. You know, but my sisters do. And there's no... I don't have an issue with it. My wife does very well. Very well. You are trying to look at her neck. Alright, so, and this sister, you know, something happened and she got pregnant. Now, I didn't plan to say this, but while I was writing down my notes, God said, say it. She got pregnant out of wedlock. I don't know how, but we both know how. Amen. Pregnancy doesn't jump on people, right? Except Mary, which it took an angel to tell Joseph to believe. If you are married, imagine your wife telling you and say, I'm pregnant. We just got married yesterday night. You are pregnant. As how? I say, you won't believe it. I say, I can't. I say, it's the Holy Ghost. You think I'm not filled too? Why am I not pregnant? I'm filled. Are you not filled?
I'm filled.
Are you not filled?
I'm filled.
How Joseph was asking, huh? Me too, I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. We both go to the temple together. Last minute, Nami did prayer. She got pregnant. And just until recently that God was putting my attention on it. Because she stopped totally. And she stopped the church things. You literally could see depression. You literally could see it. And that's exactly what the devil wanted. To thwart your journey with mistakes. But mistakes are not who you are. You will rise again.
Yeah.
That's not who you are. David made mistakes. Abraham made mistakes. Elijah Elijah ran away, was a depressed prophet. He told God, kill me. Suicidal, is that what you call it? He told God, kill me, there's no point. So if you think you have made mistakes, check Elijah, check Moses, check Abraham, check Noah, check David. How about Jonah? These were all men God used. And he will use you too.
Amen.
Your mistakes will not limit you.
Amen.
You didn't say it. I say your mistakes will not limit you.
Amen.
If you even look at that verse, who falls more? The just or the wicked? Is it for the just? Because he keeps standing up. So, what's my admonition to you tonight? Get up. At some point, you have to dust yourself like the prodigal son. And tell yourself, would I remain here or go back to my father? In my father's house, even the servants have bread. At some point in your Christian journey, you need to dust yourself. Yes, I know you made that mistake. I know you were warned. I know you were cautioned. A friend even told you, they said, this path that you are going, I don't think I'm comfortable with it. And you shun it. You shun her. And it all ended up in something that every time you lift your hands to worship, you feel guilty. Pray for me as I close.
You feel guilty. You feel, am I going to use the same mouth I'm using to smoke to say in the name of Jesus? Yes, you are going to use that same mouth. And the devil will not stop you. Yeah. For some, it's lost. Yeah. Every time you're alone, you know, you visit some nasty websites. You get up. You get up. It won't end your ministry. The Lord will lead you out of it. Help us come for you. Help us come for you. No longer will you struggle. Am I preaching to the right church? No longer will you struggle. Get up. Get up. Get up. Don't condemn yourself. Don't beat yourself up. One thing is certain. The righteous man will rise up. One thing is certain. You will not remain down. So I'm talking to people who, as we are journeying through the meeting since Friday, as we are journeying through the meeting, it kept popping back in your heart. Guy, don't deceive yourself. Auntie, you are not all that. You are just using this church thing to cover up. I put it to you that that's not God's voice. You know what God's voice is to you? Son, come home. Let me help you. There is help in Calvary. If there was no sin, Jesus would not die. He died for sins. He died for the drunk. Died for the smoker. Died for Rahab. Peter had weaknesses too. He saw it. That doesn't stop God from using him. That's why I said, spread your wings and let nothing limit you. I'm not saying be comfortable in sin. They are two different things. I'm not saying whenever you do, just say, you know what? It's one of the seven falls now. My rise. I'm not saying be comfortable in sin. What I'm telling you is that God does not see you on the floor. Are you listening to me? God doesn't see you on the floor. Help will come for you.
Ebenezer, my help has come. Ebenezer, my help has come.
Help is coming. Yeah. You won't be bound. You'll be bound forever. No. Those mistakes will not tie you down. No. Many who used to serve the Lord, who used to burn for him, you know what made them give up? They felt, you know what, these mistakes are too much. Maybe I'm not caught out for it. Maybe it's not just my thing. Maybe God doesn't even want me in the first place. If he wants me, why do I keep going back to it? The just falls more times than the wicked.
Rise up.
Let the devil know. We don't give up here. You won't throw the last punch. No. You won't throw the last punch. I will do God's will again. See, the same Peter that denied Jesus 3 times was the one that stood up on the day of Pentecost. The same mouth that used to say, I don't know him, is the same mouth that used to say, listen to me, children of Abraham, of the stock of Israel. You know Jesus who was with you not too long ago. He's risen from the dead. Unlike David, who sepulchres with us. They say, their heart born within them. They say, how can we get saved? Say, repent, be baptized. The devil at that point was defeated. The point of making Peter deny Jesus is so that he can make a U-turn. It's so that he can make a U-turn. So he stops becoming a disciple. He becomes an ex-disciple. For you, you will never be defeated. And you will not quit. Maybe recently you started noticing traces of lust. Even though you're married. You know, say, why am I feeling this way? Why am I? Something wrong with me? Something gone bad with me? Don't stay down. I told you, if you stay on Bathsheba, you will kill Uriah. Don't stay down. Tonight is the time for help and mercy. For every weakness, for every shortfalling, we cry mercy. We say, help, 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 help. Help, Lord. Save, Lord. Save me, Lord, and I'll be saved. Help me, Lord, and I'll be helped. Ebenezer, 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 my helpers. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy. Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy, Lord. Help this weakness. Help this weakness and make me whole again. Yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I'll rise again. I will not stay on the floor. I'll get up. I'll get up again. I'll serve you again. With joy and peace. Yes, yes. I won't stay on the floor. No, I will never throw in the towel. I will never say it's over. I will never say it's over. I'll serve you, Lord, forever. Yes, I will. Yes, I will. Yes. Tonight we receive mercy for weakness. Are you going to receive that? Go ahead. Go ahead and do that. Go ahead and do that. Jesus, Son of David.
When you hold my hands, everything becomes possible. When you hold my hands, everything becomes possible. Jesus, Son of David, you brought this word to me. The righteous fall 7 times, but I will rise again. I will rise again. The devil will not have the final say. Anger, malice, lust, pride, the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life. Nothing will keep me down, Lord. I receive mercy for weakness. I receive the sure mercies of David. Everything becomes possible when you hold. Shh.
Shanumi. Shanumi Josu. I know there's nothing you can't do. Strengthen me. There are no cracks in my soul. There are no cracks in my soul. I will never doubt who I am in you. I received the sure message of David. Mercy put David over Saul, even in the face of weakness. I received the sure message of David. I will not remain on the floor. Trauma from when you were young. Family members, neighbors. You are healed. Everything becomes possible when you hold my. Betrayal that has cut deep. Words that have been said that have hurt your soul. It won't keep you on the floor. Things you never thought you could have done. Things you thought you were already beyond. And you found yourself in that mess. It's not the time to cry. It's the time to receive mercy. Help me, Lord, and I'll be helped. Help me, Lord, and I'll be helped. I receive mercy in the place of weakness. I lay every burden down tonight. I lay every burden down tonight. And I say, nothing will stop me from flying. Nothing will keep me on the floor. I lay every burden down.